Chapel, Tenterden.
Of you. your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. Well, that is precisely where I feel it is necessary to start. Do we in fact see him as the promised Messiah, who was none other than the Son of God? And yet he says himself in the reading that we see the Father when we see him. And so we have here a wonderful mystery of unity in the Godhead, which is him, at least in the view of those whom the Spirit has graciously taught a divine authority. Now, there was an occasion when on earth people listening to it, who later gave various evidence of any love toward it, yet we read this concerning them and his word to them, they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. This is what I want to establish. First of all, his divine authority, and to see him as the Son of God as well as the Son of Man, and to still remember his own words to Philip, have I been so long time with you? And yet thou not know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? I believe it would be a great mercy if we were given a little view, see a little of this profound truth, because it will establish us as being, at least in our hopes and desires, in the hands of one who is divine and equal with, indeed is, God. The Word was. that way. And he who has brought salvation to your house and mine, is it out of place here to repeat today? We would see Jesus in this way. See him come, condescend to come where we dwell, to find in our house and wall, and give us to see that he's coming. Verily, salvation has come to our house. I would venture a little further in this, hoping I may reverently say, may that blessed Savior condescend to come to sinners in this house and bring with it, when he comes, salvation. For yet those elected, chosen to obtain salvation here. I hope and believe it is right that I should desire this for you, and seek to pray that you may, in this sense and case, see him in this sanctuary. The Lord grant it in his mercy. It is possible, when the Spirit is the guide and teacher, to see him in his Word. I know that I've briefly hinted at this particular line of thought before. However, it may be feasible to deal with it again this evening. The Word of God, it searched according to the Lord's own word, testifies of him. But I don't believe that you and I can, by any searching of our own, unassisted, find him out. I do believe that if divinely directed and receiving the light, the illumination of the Spirit of Truth, he may be found in the Word of Truth in some very unexpected scriptures. And you will see, to your surprise, that Jesus is there. Not only is it a mercy, because it's this, it is in itself a fulfillment of the promise of Jesus concerning what the Spirit should do. He shall testify of me, for he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. And when he does, this is the important point, if you see Jesus in the Scripture, it will prove a blessing for you, or me, if so favored. Whatever the word may be, even in it I refer to in prayer, I felt a need to cover various aspects of the application of the word as guided, I hope, and you will be blessed if corrected. Because when I was over the roof, the Lord does correct only those who be not according to the word. And whom the Lord loves, he corrected, who scourges every son he receiveth. And therefore, if we see it in this particular way, we're blessed and shall be blessed. But you will wish to see him too, as your burden bearer, because no real follower of the Lord Jesus Christ become heavy, to rightly cast it upon the Lord with reverence and yet with faith, to believe his own word. For if faith begins, we read that our desires will be granted, and we shall be sustained by this precious Jesus whom we see as our burden bearer. You will see him, or want to see him, as the source from which saving grace may be obtained. The Spirit having already taught you how greatly you need grace to save, being aware at last, and that sincerely aware, of your lost condition, you will find the prayer that Peter gave utterance to, breathing the dead, exactly suited to your case on many occasions. Lord, save me. You will see in his word that he has saved his church. This may be some measure of comfort and encouragement to you, but it cannot be to your soul's satisfaction until you are really assured that his salvation is for you. If you now feel, as I often do, a word from his word to encourage you to see, and the words wherewith you may safely approach unto it, here it is, equally briefly in the psalm. Says to my soul, I am thy salvation. Then you will see a merciful, gracious, loving, complete Savior whom you will be able to approach in a very little way, while that sweet feeling lasts. Be able to say with Thomas, my Lord and my God. You will want to see Jesus as the spring from which that stream of mercy flows to his people. You will doubtless at times see that it flows to others. This might interest some of the younger people, and it may be the means of inducing within you a cry to receive from this stream of mercy yourself. I hope it will. I hope you will seek for a part of love in this free yet sovereign mercy. It flows because of what Jesus has done. And you will see that he is the source of it. And so you will venture, I feel sure, to call upon him that he will have mercy for you. When he does, you will be amazed, I believe, at the love and the compassion that flows to you undeservedly and may be yours Savior, that beautiful fountain of mercy, which will be the means in the Spirit's hands of endearing Him to you. And I do not myself see how Jesus will become increasingly precious to you unless you are favored and faith that He is gracious, faith of His mercy to you personally. Then you will see that salvation flows freely through this precious mediator, the Son of God. When you said to call upon His name, whether this be in public or in private before Him, you will need, for the sake of your soul's comfort, to see Him as your intercessor with God. And when favored with a glimpse of Him thus, your heart will be enlarged in petition and supplication unto God through Him. This is the way that God has chosen to be approached by His needy people, and when the Spirit shows you this, and you are enabled to walk in this path of prayer, trusting in this precious Savior, you will know what it is to find nearness to God and access to Him. This precious Jesus has caused it to be recorded in His Word, "If ye shall ask anything in My name, I will do it." Believers shall need the Spirit's direction, instruction, and indicting that we may rightly ask in His name. I shall have to touch, as the Lord may help me, on a very solemn side. Yet, I do desire with reverence to approach as near to it as the Lord will permit, to see Him by faith. At Calvary will be the means in the Lord's hands of giving you the sweet relief of the loss of the burden of sin to all. If the gracious Spirit also witness with yours that this great offering, this wonderful atonement, covers you, you will see then how it is possible for this word, "But there is forgiveness in thee, that thou mayest be healed." Forgiveness, like all spiritual blessings, was dearly bought and paid for at Calvary. Heavy cost to the Savior of the blessings that flow to His unworthy people will, I believe, occupy them in seeking to render to Him the honor that is due to His name throughout and ever any eternity. May you and I be engaged in that blessed occupation, if the Lord will. May confirm our hope that this will be our blessed portion when life here is ended, to commence that sweet song of praise unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. On that cross there was shed the blood that has this cleansing or the necessary renewal knowledge. If guilt removes right one, return and remain, its power may be proven again and again. If you bless God for this soul of truth, it's due to the Lord Jesus that we should lay low at His feet and bless His name for the possibility of renewed cleansing, as long as there is a feeling of renewed guilt on the conscience. You will see Him indeed as the sinner substitute. You will see Him as an acceptable offering to God. And you will see such a beauty in that scripture when your eyes are open. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This means salvation for all the election of grace, because God has accepted the offering and the work of His own dear Son. We would see Jesus. They waited long, throughout many generations, to see Him come to earth. One favored child of God received a blessed promise from God. We should not see death until he had seen the Lord Christ, the salvation of Israel. The first day came, he went by the Spirit into the temple at the appropriate appointed time. The dear man, how full his heart must have been with gratitude to a promise giving, promise performing God. Lord, send us now thy servant, depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Among the many petitions which some others have put up, I believe there may have been this: Lord, this is all my desire, that I also, though unworthy, may see for myself thy great salvation which thou hast prepared. There seems to be such a sweetness in that at the moment which thou hast prepared, provided before there has now manifested this world escape from wrath to come and deserve hell. Indeed, not only the escape, but a way made by which fallen unworthy sinners may be pardoned, cleansed, and received into heaven. Blessed gospel. It's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we feel in it that the Lord has done great things for us, for He has opened blind eyes, the Lord grant that further sight may be granted to us as we journey on, so that our apprehension of the value and worth of this precious Savior may increase. may be the most suitably presented and the more skillful this advocate, the more often people who are almost on the verge of guilt seem to be discharged through the skill of their advocate. I want to say no more in that direction. I would like each of us who have a concern about their own case see the wonderful, well-instructed advocate we have with the Father. How did he get it? His instruction? Well, he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, so that he would be able to succor them that are tempted and present their case successfully before God. So, my dear friends, this advocate is in a vastly higher condition than any earthly advocate. He's able to say there's no debt. This person owes no charge to be laid upon this poor fellow. I paid his cost, Calvary, or hers. Is any advocate equal to this in heaven, holy court? His word was with power on earth. Bless God, his word is with power in heaven as the advocate of his people now. We have an advocate with the Father, John Wright. Bless God for this. His name is Jesus. And if we're favored to see him as ours, we may safely rely on his advocacy on our behalf. With cries and tears, he offered up to come with suit below. But with authority he asks, enthroned in glory now. This is our mediator. The Apostle tells Timothy, I believe there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. My dear friends, we need no other, but we do need the able favor to see him as our mediator. His plea will be successful because he has brought reconciliation. More, the Spirit enable you to ponder on the depth and wonder and mystery of this truth, reconciliation between God and those who were in enmity with him. The more you will seek to bless God for the word which says, and you have he reconciled, and you will seek to be reconciled to God. That is the exhortation Paul gives in what it is, be ye reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and see him as the means of reconciliation. But I turned at home this afternoon to the word in Isaiah. If the Lord will help me for 2 minutes, I want to view this subject before me this evening in a very different light, in accordance with that promise. His promise. Here it is, thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. I believe I felt a desire for a little while to be included in my deck H.C. Wallbeck, concerning the many generations that have passed in waiting for him to be seen on earth. Now we are still virtually in the same condition for a higher reason. I say higher because it's more blessed. The results will be eternal in their character, for we shall have done with sin and death. I refer to his own word again. If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now we are waiting and hoping to see him come again. There is a word, it is extremely general in its application. Every eye shall see him, and they that pierced him. My dear friends, I hope that we shall see him in a very different way, in a very different light, and still that blessed Savior, whom our soul loveth. The sight will be too much for all who have despised him, all who have been the recipient of his grace and mercy while on earth, will be specially dealt with so that they may see him with joy, because they will be like it when they see it. Oh, there's a sweet word in the last chapter in the Scriptures, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. On a day to say this is the acceptance that God will see that they're his children, because his name is in their forehead. They'll all be accepted who have this blessed name there, and their eyes will see it as he is, and we shall be like it. What a glorious prospect is set before the children of God. Near the end of the Scriptures we read, and behold, I come quickly. There's a response to this. Sometimes that response is found in the heart of the child of God, in the heart of the children of God, even today. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, we would see thee at thy coming and be favored to stand before thee in that day. There is this in the Word of God, and it will be the result of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, whether we are favored to see it in the sanctuary, whether we are favored to see it in the Word, whether we are favored at any time to see it by the revelation of the Spirit, it will be all of the mercy of Jesus and according to the purposes of God. I tell you, the holy election of grace and the desire, I hope, as we near the journey's end, it will increase concerning this brief desire. We would see Jesus. Such a lot has happened, because if we were still in a nation, in a state of nature, and only viewed him with natural eyes, we could still be in the cave mentioned by the prophet, where that we should see it. There is no beauty that we should desire it. My dear friends, before I close, may I ask this very personal question. Has to be in the filled, poor, wandering remarks this evening something which has caused you to see a beauty and every man therefore that hath heard, it is my matter to try to resolve in our minds each other whether this describes us. You see, it is my desire in trying to see me in Jesus. If so, then I may venture to hope I have not labored altogether in vain. I will ask further the gracious Spirit to make Jesus more precious still, more desirable, because more needful to you and I, and there I ask to be forgiven of all that has been said amiss.